Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I hope that all is well with you tonight. Tonight, as Charles Jenkins sang in his song, Keep the Faith, we're going to talk about faith tonight. In Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Well, last week I told you that we are going to have for the last several years I've taught a grief session through November and December, preparing for the storm, the holidays. And last week, I hope that you have a pen and paper handy because we have some more information for you to write down. Last week, I talked about preparing for the storm. We're going to prepare for what's going to encounter in November and December. And I talked about the category 4 storm, just like the different storms that we've had, hurricanes that we've had throughout the summer. And it's amazing that we normally don't never start the hurricane season until August, but this year it started early. And we had several category storms, and one was Ida, category 4 that hit Louisiana. And we know that the category 4 means that it was a really bad storm. Now, some of you just recently had a loss. So I feel that this hurricane and storm that we're going to be entering, it's going to be more like a category 4. And some of you who have little more season, that you have lost your loved one several years ago. It's not just this year. It's been a while, but you're still dealing with grief. And it's okay, because no one, there's no special time for anyone. Each person has grief in a different way and a different time it takes for you to get better, where the tears are not flowing as much, your emotions not as, you don't have all these different types of emotions. It gets better. So I would consider that category 2 and 3. But the category 4 is more with people who have just recently had a loss, and they have to deal with the season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, all these holidays is back to back. And these are very important holidays for you and your loved one, especially your loss of the loved one that you shared during these holidays, and you will have a lot of emotion and memories. So I also mentioned to you that I was going to give you some points, some nuggets to work on before we get to the storm. We're going to prepare ourselves for the storm, just like the different states, when their storm is coming, they get prepared, start preparing for it, putting up boards up through their windows and evacuating from the state, whatever situation that they prepare for the storm. I'm trying to give you some nuggets to prepare for this storm. And last week I mentioned to you about prayer. Praying to God. We always have to put God first in our lives in any situation. So to get us through the storm, we have to first go to God in prayer and pray and ask God to help us to get through this time in our lives. So, and I mentioned to you, I gave you some scriptures, and I'm not going to go over those scriptures because we only have we don't have a lot of time. We have about 25 minutes, and I want to go ahead and talk about faith tonight. So I have given you those scriptures, and I hope that you wrote them down, hope you read them through the week. And also I mentioned to you to write a paragraph how you feel about your loved one that you've lost, and maybe you have more than one loved one, so include all of them and the way that you feel about them as well, because many of us have lost more than one loved one during this pandemic, and just recently or even last year, whatever time period. Well, we're going to talk about faith tonight, and in order to get through the storm that we are preparing for, we have to have faith. We have to have faith that God will get us through the storm. And we got to have some strong faith, because this category 4 is nothing to play with. When it comes with all those, most of the time it's 150 and above miles wind, that is miles per hour. And this category 4 is nothing to play with. And our emotions, we have to prepare for that, because it's coming. And we'd have to embrace ourselves to get through that storm. And first by praying to God, asking him to get us through this, giving us the strength that we need to get through the storm. And the next is faith. And through faith, we should create the good desire of our heart. By faith is my guiding light. Faith should be our guiding light. It should keep us hopeful when we are tempted to doubt, and cheerful when other might otherwise feel gloomy. Faith tells us that even when the sky appears cloudy, the sun is still shining brightly above the clouds. Have you ever been outside and it was raining and it was cloudy, but the sun, and you can look in the sky and you also can see the sun shining behind the clouds? So that's the light that we are looking for, even though that it's cloudy, but there is that light is still shining there behind that cloud. We must have that faith that we're going to always see that light to get us through. Faith gives us a secure footing in the present as we plan for the future. Faith is the insurance that that we are never alone. God walks with us. He said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He walks with us. So we are never alone. That everything that we dream to do is divine, is divinely inspired. Every step that we take in direction of our aspiration is fluid. I mean, it is fueled by faith as they can come to pass. He gives us that direction that we need to go forward. All of the wisdom, power, love, and strength of God are mine to express as only as we can. Timothy, I can't pronounce the word right, can't get tongue-tied, and hesitancy behind. We need to use these divine attributes boldly and with confidence. Faith shows us the way forward. Faith shows us the way forward. Because if you have faith, you can keep moving. If you don't have faith, sometimes you just stand still and don't know which direction to go in. But the faith and believing in God, he will give you directions to get through the storm. I'm going to talk about an experience that I had many, many years ago. And I don't know, I don't know the number of years. And a girlfriend and I were going on a trip. We were driving. And we knew that we were going to run into rain because it said, you know, the weather report did say rain. And as we were traveling, the rain was getting harder and harder. And, you know, sometimes when you see it rains so hard, it looks gray. Well, we experienced something that we thought that we didn't know what was going to happen. We thought that maybe the world was coming too. Because as we were driving, all of a sudden, it became very dark. I mean, black, pitch dark, that we could not see anything. I mean, it was just like the world was coming to the end because we couldn't see anything. And we got so scared and we started praying and asking God to please get us through the storm. And we continued to drive slowly. And as we continued to drive, even though we couldn't see anything, we didn't want to stop because, you know, sometimes when you stop, people can run up behind you because they can't see themselves. So we kept driving slowly, and it was just black, the black darkness, I mean, in front of us. I mean, we could not see nothing, and we were so scared, but we did stop. We continued to pray. We started praying and asking God to deliver us and get us through the storm. And finally, all of a sudden, we saw a breakthrough. We saw light. I mean, it was still raining hard, and it was still dark, but we were able to see some light. And as we continued to move forward, we saw more and more light. And that's what God does. I mean, sometimes we get in a situation where we can't find our way through. we can't stop our emotions, we can't stop crying or whatever, but suddenly sometimes we can feel his, we can feel God's presence, and we know that he's there, and he gets us through this moment that we're dealing with, this darkness that we saw. We couldn't figure out why that it was so dark, but we kept on moving forward. We didn't want to stop. We just kept, we were driving slower, but we just had the faith in that we were praying that God will get us through this. And after a while, we did see some light, and we continued to see more and more light. And that's how God works in our lives. He will let us, and long as we believe in him, have faith that he will do this for us, he will do just that. So that's one of the things I wanted to talk about as far as faith. Now I want to move on and talk about the light. That same light I told you, we were trying to make sure that we saw again, because we thought that the world was coming to an end. But we finally saw light. We knew that we were going forward to where we needed to go. And God was there because he was able to show us that light. Jesus says, I am the light, then shines in the darkness, that shines in the darkness. The darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, and it never will. So God is light. When our feelings began to multiply, just all different types of feelings just coming together, are closing in on us. The light of our, and Jesus said, the light of my presence may seem to be like a dim memory. If you are feeling distant from me, it's time for you to stop everything and pour out your heart to me. Now, yes, he did. We poured out our heart to him because we were scared and we didn't know what was going to happen. Okay. And it says, carve out some time and space to talk with me about your problem and your feelings. Just like I told you, the first thing we need to do is to pray to God to help us to get through the storm. And also, God helps us to carry. He's with us and help, and he will carry your burdens and your problems and show you the way forward. He will keep helping you to go forward when you're standing still and don't know which direction to go in. And that day when we saw all that darkness, we just kept on going forward because we believed what we were praying for, that God would deliver us. No matter how much darkness that you see as you continue to go through the storm, especially this category 4, that God will show you his light. His light continues to shine on, for it is infinitely more powerful because he said that you are my child. Yes, God wants us to know that and want us not to forget that we are his children. So he cares for us. So we need to believe that he will deliver us through any situation that we may be going through. Take time to be in his presence. Let his boundless energy recharge you to strengthen you. Even when you're going through this darkness, he will let you know that he is present. And we didn't need to ask him when we pray, ask him to come within us. And show us, gives us some sort of sign that he's there, And he will, because so many times, just the other day, it was this morning. I had some decision to make today about something going on in my house, and I woke up early, and I went to some scriptures. Well, no, on my phone, I have different apps. I have two apps that I read in the morning from my phone. And those words that I needed to hear was exactly what I needed to hear. And both of them was like, just God is speaking to me. And then what else I did too, sometimes you do things some unusual, you do something different than you normally do. Well, what I did was I also saw a video of, I'm not going to mention the church and I'm not going to mention the pastor. I listened to him from time to time. And this morning, I listened to him this morning. And after reading those two scriptures, from those two apps that I normally look at, his sermon was like just confirmation what I needed to hear, and it was so encouraging. And I knew it because I knew I felt different. I felt his presence, and I felt that these two scriptures and that message from this minister was exactly what I needed to hear, and what I needed to do about the situation that I was dealing with. Had some things to do with my home and trying to decide who I was going to get it done. But he has this way of answering your prayers. He can answer your prayer through scriptures. He can answer your prayer through messages from other ministers or your church or whatever. But when you hear it, you feel different when you are hearing these things. Then you know that God is speaking through those things to answer you and let you know that he's right there walking with you step by step. Just like he got us through that darkness that we saw. At first, we thought the world was coming in because we never saw nothing so dark. It was pitch dark. We could not even – and it wasn't daytime. It wasn't nighttime. It was daytime when this happened. So it wasn't like we were going to a dark area that didn't have a lot of light. It was daytime, and we experienced this darkness, but we just kept on moving forward. Faith is telling you to have faith in your journey, whatever situation that you may be going through. Just have faith that you're going to get through it. And we're going to get through these holidays. It's not going to be easy. The hurricane, Hurricane Ida was not easy for the people in Louisiana to deal with. But majority of the people survived. They don't have homes and stuff, but everything has been destroyed. But they got through it in spite of their situation. So keep the faith, and that God will get you through it. He will show you some light. And as when we begin the 8 weeks of the grief session starting in November, because it's November, 4 weeks in November and 4 weeks in December. No. I will be giving you some things to help you to get through these different holidays and different things that tips and different things that you can do to help you through the storm, because it's not easy getting through this category 4, the 4 that you're going to be going through, because this is going to be your first holiday without your loved one, and it's in this most difficult time of year when you have to be without that person in your life. And there's so many memories during a Thanksgiving gathering, at a Christmas, and so forth. But I'll be giving you some more tips and nuggets to get prepared for those 2 months. The first one is to pray to God for strength to get you through the storm. The second one is faith. Faith now is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. So just like we could not see beyond the darkness as we were driving, we have hope. We had hope that we will get through and we will survive and get through and see light again. And we saw light and we got through that part of that journey that we were going. The rain slowed down and we were able to see light again. So just knowing that you will be able to see the light that you need to get you through this time in your life. It's not easy. It doesn't feel good. It hurts. You're lonely. You have all kinds of emotion. But just knowing that God will get you through this time, it's not going to be easy. And just like when I talk to people for the first time when they first lost their loved one, I'm truthful. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. It takes time. You have to go through it. But God will go through it with you. I know sometimes you say, why did he let it happen? He wouldn't have to be going, helping me get through it if you didn't let it happen. But everyone has a time to leave this earth. And sometimes we don't always leave it together. On the news, it was the Amtrak accident. So some of you heard about the Amtrak accident. I forgot what state it was. It was just recently. There was a couple from Georgia that was on that Amtrak train, and both of them died. So they died together. So there was no widower or widow to deal with that situation because they died together. It's not always that way for each person. Sometimes that person leaves alone. It's his or her time. But we have to have faith in God that if you believe in God and read the Bible, we will see them again. So just know that one day soon, you'll see them again. I really feel that the time is near, all these things that are happening. But we have to get ourselves ready so when we go, so we can be able to see them again. So have faith that you're going to get through the most difficult time of the year. Christmas, New Year's, Valentine, and it even goes back to anniversary of the person's death, your anniversary, wedding anniversary, if it's a spouse, all of those things. You're going to get through it. And I hope that the next chapter can be one of those factors that help you through this time in your life. So have faith. Read Hebrews 11:1 this week. Just knowing that faith is the assurance of things hoped for. We hope for those things, but we believe, we hope for them because we believe that it's going to happen. And we must have hope in God. I am going to pray Charles Jenkins again, keep the faith, and listen to some of his words, because that's what I'm telling you. Keep the faith in, and he'll get you through. Preparing for the Storm continues to tune in each week and hear some more nuggets as we prepare you for the storm beginning November through December. God bless. Tune in again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. And I will continue to pray for each one of you that you will be able to get through the storm. And I am going to do my best, the next chapter of Widows Ministry, to encourage you and embrace you during this time. Good night and have a blessed week.
What do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road. When the world is on your shoulders. When your back is up against the wall.
Keep the faith.